Welcome to The Story Apothecary, a podcast filled with medicinal and healing stories. My name is Nana Timova, and I'm a storyteller and a pharmacist, and stories are medicines which I dispense. In this podcast, you will find my prescriptions of stories for the body, mind, heart, and soul. So I invite you to join me as we enter the healing world of stories together. And welcome to August. So lovely to share this space with you. Welcome to those who are regular listeners, and welcome to those who are perhaps joining me for the very first time in the Story Apothecary podcast. I am recording this on a slightly grey day, and it's just the perfect day to record a story. Today's story comes from Portugal. And it's one that I have told before in a storytelling club. And it's a lovely one to share. It's a bit of a sad tone to it, but also hopeful. One of freedom, one of love, one of not wanting to let go. I hope you like it. I'll also tell you that some very exciting news for storytelling in October. We've already, myself and my partner Ollie, who is known as In Feathers and who writes the music for this podcast, are doing a joint telling with music for the 31st of October, which is Halloween, or some may know it as Halloween. And I'm telling Baba Yaga stories. Now, if you know the stories that I like to tell, if you've ever joined me for the Slavic stories, if you are on Patreon and you listen to Baba Yaga's calendar, you know that I have such respect for Baba Yaga. She is known as the witch of Eastern Europe, the witch of Slavic folklore. But in my mind, she's a lot more than that. She's a wise crone. She's a goddess. I see her a little bit likely the Ceiliach of the Celtic lands. She's the gatekeeper to the underworld, the gatekeeper to the lands of death. A liminal being. Tickets are out. And I hope you'll be able to join me for live stories. Like all the other live events I've done online, it will not be recorded. It's a once upon a time event. It is live only. Like you would be if you came to see me tell in a physical venue. And it makes it so much more special for that. So, I hope you can join me. It will be a wonderful evening. So, for today's story, it is called The River from Portugal. And it goes like this. There was once a father and his daughter and all of her life. For as long as she could remember, they had been on the move. Just the two of them. The daughter, her name was Joanna. And her father moving from village to village, from town to town, from city to city, as if they were running away from something. Why? Why, Joanna would ask. What are you so afraid of? Why are we always moving? Because of a young man that's going to steal you away from me, her father would say. But what young man? There is no young man. There will be. There will be if we don't keep moving on. He had been like this for a long time. But he hadn't always been like that. Joanna's mother had died when she was very little. And that day he lost more than he could ever cope with. And his heart closed. He became possessive. He became afraid. His love, instead of expansive, was restrictive, drowning, tight, full of fear. And so they moved from village to village, from town to town, from city to city. Sometimes they would put roots just for a while. But if Joanna was late coming home, just even 5 minutes late, from the market, from a walk, from the woods, or if the old man saw a young man so much as even look at her way, breathe a word, then it was time to move on. And people would ask, an old woman one day asked him, what if she does find a sweetheart? What if she does marry him? You wouldn't be losing a daughter, you'd be gaining a son. Another one would say, don't you want grandchildren? But he just shook his head and walked away. Think of Joanna, the old woman called after him. What will she do when you're dead and gone? She'll be all alone in a world full of strangers. But all he would do is shake his head, his heart tight, like a fist. The next morning, he was up before the sun. Up as the dewdrops were still caressing the leaves. He had their bags packed, ready to be on the road again at first light. And so on they went. A familiar story for her. One of sadness. As soon as she had made a friend, as soon as she had known the land to begin to call it home, again they would go, their clothes full of dust. They would go again away from towns and villages, up, up into the wild, up into the lonely places, up into the hills. And then one day, they stopped to rest beside a clear mountain stream. And Joanna bent down to take a drink, the cold water gliding down her parched throat. Soothing, cooling, nurturing. And as she looked at the water, she saw not her own face reflected in it, but a handsome young man with laughing eyes. She stared back and looked all around, behind, to the left, to the right, but there was nobody behind her shoulder. Just she, no one else. But then she looked again in the water, bent down, and there he was. Still there. smiling. And as the sound of a stream tumbled over the pebbles, she seemed to hear a voice saying, "Drink, Tuana, drink." And so she scooped up the water again to drink, and the touch of it on her lips was like a kiss, and the taste of it was as sweet as wild strawberries in June. All the next day, they followed the stream down towards the valley. All day, Joanna could hear his voice and the sound of the water and the wind sighing in the reeds. "Joanna," she would hear. It was soothing. It was joyful to have company, someone with a smile, someone she shared something in common with. Sometimes she gave a little skip out of pure happiness. Often she bent down and scooped up a handful of water to drink, a conversation, a secret, something shared. And the old man, her father, he had the strangest impression that there was a third person walking beside them. And he turned round and looked, but there was no one there, only ever the mountain stream, laughing and tumbling over the pebbles. Overnight, they stopped again. And in the morning, Joanna said, "Father, this is a good place. Let's stay here. Look how green it is. Look at the trees and the meadows. That stream with its clear blue waters. This is a good place. Please let us stay here." But he wouldn't hear of it. He shook his head, packed his bags, packed her bags, and so they went on and on, down to the valley. And as they walked that stream next to them, each day it grew wider, deeper, until it became a river. Each day, its call louder, stronger. The sound of the stream she could hear in her ears, a whisper. The way it glided over the rocks she could hear in her heart. "Joanna," seemed to say. "Joanna, stay with me. Don't go, stay with me." "Where are we going?" asked Joanna of her father. "Down to the sea," he said. "Then over the sea to some foreign place where nobody speaks our language. It'll just be you and me." "Stay with me," the river begged. "Come with us," she said to the river. "Come with us." "I can't. The moment I touch salt water, I should be scattered into a million drops. But I'll do it for you, Joanna." "No," she said, "I won't let you. No." Next morning, when the old man woke, there was no sign of his daughter. He searched all around. "Joanna, Joanna," he called. He walked all day. He looked behind rocks, walked down to the village. "Joanna!" But there was no sign. It was only the song of the river, sounding strangely like two voices in harmony. "Joanna! Joanna!" Calling, searching, he made his way down to the town. The people there were kind. "She's wandered off, that's all. Lost her way back. Most like in the dark. She'll be back, you'll see. She'll be back. One way or another. She'll turn up, you'll see. Yeah, she'll be back," the old man told himself. "She'll be back, of course. He waited. He waited. 2 days, 3, 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months. He bought himself a little house close by to the river and settled down to wait. Joanna, he'd call. He'd walk, explore, go to the town more and more often. The neighbours around him, they were kind. The women, they brought him puddings from time to time, a kind smile. The men began to stop for a chat, a kind word. The children were shy at first, but before long they were playing in and out of his house, kicking balls, jumping, playing with chalk. Children's laughter. A community began to form around him. And he realised perhaps his settling down wasn't too bad after all. There were friendly faces, friendly voices, company. And when he woke up in the morning, the song of the river was the first thing that he heard. And why that would remind him of his daughter, he couldn't say. He didn't know, only that she'd loved the river. Half walking, half sleeping, he sometimes fancied he could hear her voice. Like a whisper from the river it was, but surely he was dreaming. And at night, the river lulled him to sleep. It sounded like a lullaby. It sounded strangely like two voices singing in harmony. One a man's voice, gentle and deep, and the other one a woman's, soft and sweet. And this is how it was for many years. He had found the community that he never knew that he needed, and his daughter. She found the freedom she had always wanted. This is a story about a different kind of loving. A loving from desperation, from fear, from heartbreak. A loving holding on like a closed fist around something you treasure so dearly. But it ends up being suffocated. Rather an open palm where there is breath, there is freedom, there is choice. I love the ambiguity of the story. What happens? What happened? It is up to you to decide. And what the river signifies, well, that is also up to you. It could be a river, a stream growing into a river. It could be love for the land. It could be the whispering of an internal voice, perhaps her own internal voice. And as she nurtured it, it grew bigger and deeper. There is no one answer. That is the beauty of stories. As you listen to them, they are what you need at this moment. They are medicine. Have a wonderful month. And thank you for joining me. If you enjoy this podcast, then you may like to join me in the Patreon community and support me in my work. The time and the love and the effort that goes into making this podcast. You can also buy me a coffee as a one-off donation. The link is in the show notes. Until we meet again in the Story Apothecary, may you enjoy the beautiful and simple things in life, and may you be free. Like the river. Goodbye. Thank you for joining me in the Story Apothecary for healing and medicinal stories. I hope we'll meet again. Until next time.